heroes. If you've listened throughout 2011, you know we have a hero for each Solari report. And what is astonishing, if you go back and you look at all the heroes we've had for 2011, how many extraordinary people there are in this world, how many people have inspired us, how many people we can look to. The world is full of some pretty wonderful people. But there's no doubt the standout in 2011 was the Fukushima 50. The Fukushima 50 is the alias that was given to the group of employees who, at the crippled Fukushima power plant, stayed on as everyone else was evacuated to deal with the sort of ongoing series of nuclear incidents. I can't imagine what would have happened without their courage and sacrifice. So now, interestingly enough, I did also want to mention under heroes another hero. And what was the most interesting part of 2011 for me was I was traveling a great deal, and I made a real effort as I traveled to meet subscribers and clients who I had just met by email or phone. And I was stunned at the number of amazing people that I met. I was someone who for many, many decades only worked for big corporations and governments, and it's a relatively new thing for me to work with individuals, particularly with families. And so this year was my first opportunity to really meet a lot of you in person, and I was astonished as I learned story after story after story of people who literally hold the world together. Let me tell you about yourself. You're people who take care of business. You start and run businesses or work in very interesting ways. You're professionals, you're doctors, you're lawyers, you're engineers. You save money. You live very modestly, and you save and you invest. You take care of people in your family. You take care of your parents. You take care of your children. You take care of cousins. You take care of nieces. You take care of neighbors. You're unbelievably giving. You're the people. I had a wonderful client this year who said, you know, it's not the activists who are going to change the world. It's the people on the line. And in fact, that was a great insight, which I have been thinking and talking about a lot over the last couple months since he said it. Because in fact, if you look at who really runs the world, it's the people who are on the line running the operations, whether it's government or business or communities. Or military, and when the consciousness of the people on the line change, it changes everything. What's amazing to me about all of you is that despite all the corruption, despite all the hardships, despite all the changes, despite all the lies, despite all the weirdness, the extent to which you hold everything together and make things go and are positive and loving is a reminder that the power of love and gratitude translated into action is more powerful than all the corruption, greed, and small-mindedness on the planet. And I assure you, I don't underestimate the power of those forces right now. But it's a reminder of where real power comes from, and it's the power that we need in 2012, and it's the power that says to me, the beginning is near, because many of you have kind of had it with the old system and the old model. And as inconvenient as it is, I think we're all ready to begin anew, because what's going on is not a plan.